The federal government today releases the unemployment report for last month. New York City's job market has recovered faster than the nation's, but that doesn't mean finding work here is any easier for the unemployed. Reporter Gene Barron profiles one state labor counselor as he tries to help a group of out-of-work people find jobs.
More than a year and a half into the economic recovery, labor counselor Doug Gallup says his job is only getting tougher. Since his start at the state labor department in the early days of the recession, he's confronted the discouraged faces of the unemployed every day.
People now are a little bit more hopeless than they were a year ago because more people have been out for a longer period of time, and they're starting to feel as though their chances are getting worse the longer they're being unemployed.
But Gallup's worry doesn't show at this meeting for unemployment recipients in the Brooklyn office of the Department of Labor. It's his job to help them find a job.
I'm kind of like your first line employment counselor. So when you have questions, whether it be about unemployment, about your job search, about grants, I can help you with almost anything.
Gallup is facing a cross-section of New York's labor market. They are men and women, young, old, black, white, and Latino. Among them are experienced mechanics, park staff, cashiers, and security guards. One of them, Jediah Duncan, was laid off with hundreds of other construction workers one day last August. He says unemployment is getting him down.
I don't like it. Some people may like it, but I don't like it. I need to learn new things. I'm young. You know, I got a lot of things out there I got to do.
This is one of two required meetings unemployment recipients in New York must attend. It's here that Gallup offers up some eye-opening advice about finding a job today.
How many of you guys do your job search online? Almost all of you, right? Okay. 2 years ago, if you guys came in here 2 years ago, I would have said, go online. Spend a lot of time online. About 30-35% of people found jobs there, okay? And during this recession, that number has dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped. It's about 4%.
According to the State Department of Labor, more people found jobs and got off unemployment by cold calling employers rather than filling out online applications. Approximately 10% got hired by showing up at a job site. Everyone else, they found jobs through word of mouth. But first, Gallup says they likely faced a host of strange new interview techniques.
First, it's called a situational interview. And the second one is called a stress interview.
The situational interview can include oddball questions like, what's your definition for the meaning of life? Or what animal would you be? A young woman at the meeting said she's had those questions when looking for retail jobs, and they frustrate her.
They make it so hard that sometimes you lose the opportunity of that job because you might miss, like, one question.
Gallup says these kinds of questions are on the rise and to be prepared for them. Employers also like the so-called stress interview, where applicants are asked rude and antagonistic questions.
They kind of want you to crack under the pressure of the interview. Why do they do that? Why do they make you wait?
How you handle your cool and this, that, and the other. If you're getting uptight or if you, you know, I've been through those interviews a lot.
And often, they're only for temporary jobs. In 2010, the private sector gained about 1 million jobs, but more than a quarter were temp positions. Numbers like that lead Gallup to a bleak assessment of what these men and women are up against.
I think it's going to be tough in New York City for a very long time. I would like to say that we're going to see improvement. I'm not hopeful of it at the moment.
New York City has seen some job creation in a few areas, such as finance and retail. And the unemployment rate has steadily fallen for more than a year, but by tiny increments, making it one of the slowest recoveries since World War II. For WNYC, I'm Jean Barron.